Produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George, Health First is available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
Well, we're talking with Jude Bijou. She's written a book called Attitude Reconstruction. And Jude, before the break, you were saying that unexpressed sadness, anger, and fear are the root causes of our bad attitudes. Could you explain how they correlate to bad attitudes? If we've unexpressed, you know, if we've got an unexpressed sadness, how's that correlating with our attitude?
Yeah, that's a great question, and one that I was like, I hadn't, as I started to listen to people and do my own therapy, I really needed to ask that question. It's like, what I realized is that we all feel like, oh, I'm the only one who's thinking these bad thoughts. And what I realized is that we're all using the same, there's only a certain amount of negative thinking that exists. And what I found was when we have a lot of sadness and we're not expressing that in a constructive way, we take that out on ourselves. That's when we feel helpless, little, passive, unworthy. All of those symptoms, all of those bad attitudes, I'm codependent and all those things, or perfectionistic, all those issues about ourselves indicate that we have unexpressed sadness. And as we start to cry in a constructive way by going, it's okay, I just need to cry, I'm okay, I just need to cry, then we find that we start to, I say, honor ourselves. We start to feel better about ourselves. And so it goes, sadness, I'm taking it out of myself. With anger, we're not taking it out. Sometimes we're angry at ourselves. That's a combination. But basically, when I feel angry, I am putting that energy on other people and things. It's like my boss isn't okay, my spouse isn't okay, the last election wasn't okay. All those outward things should be different. And that's what is creating the anger and perpetuating it. I'm not accepting what's going on in the world. So that's what the anger stems back to. And it's so fascinating because with the fear, if we have a lot of thoughts that are in the future or based on the past, in the past, something bad's going to happen because it happened before, or I have so much to do and I can't do it, or those big global generalizations like always and never and so on, those are time issues. And when we feel fear, where does our mind go? If we don't move that energy, that fear energy out of the body, the mind goes way into the what-ifing. What's going to happen in the future? Or we start ruminating about what went on, but we're no longer in the present. That's what happens when we have unexpressed fear. So it's just a symptom. My thoughts are way not in the present. Oh, I've got to deal with my fear. If it's like those people aren't the way that they want them to be, anger. Oh, I'm not feeling good about myself. Sadness.
Jude, so you mentioned that if we're sad, we need to cry. If we're angry, we need to stomp around. What do we do if we're scared?
It goes back to, what does a dog do when it is afraid? If we can imagine it at the vet's, and it's like quivering and shivering. Same thing with us. We get in a car accident. The body uncontrollably shakes and shivers because we feel the body, which is not even in our thoughts, but our survival feels threatened. And what happens in the body? We shake and shiver. And that's the response that we need to start allowing ourselves to do. What we have, when we feel fear now, what do? We tighten up. It's like, stop breathing and tighten everything. And what we need to do is start to shiver. And that is, we can do it in just our hands and just wiggle our hands around or up the spine and make noise, you know, like Halloween. Got to move that energy out of my body. And so if we'll do that, then the energy passes. But we have to give ourselves permission, and we have to do it hard. It's not like, oh, I tried to shake a little bit and it didn't do any work, any good. No, it's like, shake that out. Shake all it, put music on or whatever, but just shake that energy out of the arms and the legs and the neck for just literally a couple of minutes, and you'll experience that shift into, oh, I feel more present. Oh, I'm right here. Okay, what do I need to do next? Because shivering is really one of the best things. It's what I tell clients all the time. And that is, if you can't sleep at night, especially before you start taking some of those prescription drugs, why don't you try getting out of bed, and or even before you get into bed, and shake and shiver really hard for just 90 seconds, just a couple of minutes, and see if you don't just drift off into sleep because you've removed all of that energy, all that anxiety, all that fear.
Jude, is the fact that people seem to be less happy, is there any relationship with the fact that perhaps as a society we're more narcissistic, we're more concerned about ourselves and not worried about others?
You know, I think that that can be a little bit, but I know that these issues have been around really since time began. You know, we have had, for a lot of reasons, we've had to suppress our emotions. So this narcissism is something that has always gone, that self-centeredness, which is a quality of unexpressed anger. So I would say that what it indicates is that we have a lot of anger, each of us. There's things that happened which are injustices. They're violations, and it's just natural to have anger. We just don't know how to move it out of our body. But if we do, then we find that we have more energy to go, oh, what does that person need? Or how can I help here? Or let me say something nice. That those kind of that self-centered, me first kind of thing can be related to, is related to not handling all of that emotion inside. And we just have to start dealing with our anger. And we can make the whole world happier.
Jude, what about it when we're at work? Do we need to shake, shiver, and cry at work, or is there other ways to handle that?
You know, there are other ways, but I think the best thing to do is to just take a minute or two, go into the bathroom, go into your car, and find a way to just take a couple minutes to move that energy out of the body. That's the quickest and most fundamental way to make a shift. But we can't always do that. We're in a business meeting. I say go to the bathroom and just take a minute, but a lot of times we can't. We're engaged in something else. We can also make a shift to feeling better by using our thinking. And maybe we can have, what I say is, you get a little pocket full of truth. This is something that in the book I list some reliable truths. These are some truths that are about ourselves that are going to make us feel better and contradict our old thinking. These are some truths about other people and the way the world is. These are some truths about staying specific and staying present. Take one or two, and on the website, they're listed. There's an article that lists all the possibilities. And if you just pick two or three, like I say, write them on a 3x5 card and start repeating some more constructive thoughts over and over when you're at work, then you go, okay, now I'm thinking that the boss is like crazy and nobody is recognizing what I'm doing, and, you know, what am I doing here anyway? Rather than thinking those thoughts, we might go something like, people are the way they are, not the way I want them to be. And we repeat that. People are the way they are, not the way I want them to be. And just by thinking that for a few minutes, we let go of those expectations that they should be different. They aren't different. That's the way they are. And if I'll go, okay, I got to accept it, that's the way they are, then I'm no longer so frustrated. And now I can figure out, well, what do I need to say? Or what do I need to do to change the situation?
Jude, we're right out of time. just want to say thanks for coming on the show. It's been great having you. Your book is called
Attitude Reconstruction, and that's the same, the name of the website, and people can take a survey to determine their attitudes and find some suggestions to change them.
Jude, thanks again for coming on the show.
Thank you, Dave. Bye-bye.
That's it for this week's show. I want to thank Rich Fair, our producer, and for producers across the country that are making the show available to you. Thank you for listening. Have a great week, and listen after the break for health happenings in your community.